Well, sure, the guy had an affair with a couple of porn stars. Nothing most healthy all-American males wouldn't do if they had the opportunity, right? Of course I'm right. Even if they'd had a wife who'd just given birth. And if they happened to be running for president in a close race, they'd want to keep this under wraps. Buy off the women if they had the money, and Donald certainly had the money. Especially if that embarrassing segment of grabbing genitals had just hit the airwaves. Not that for most voters, even the evangelicals, this would matter. The rich are kind of immune from the morality of the rest of us, right? Okay, let's admit there's a law against hiding that payoff. Why you had Cohen make the payments, your bag man, your enforcer. Turns out, well, he was ripping you off while he was at it, and then when you threw him under the bus and he spends time in jail, he turns star witness on you. Great TV, but embarrassing. Stormy was even more embarrassing. Probably a mistake hauling her onto the witness stand when the affair wasn't the real issue. Try to make her look like a liar so it wouldn't appear he'd had sex with her. Something everyone knew he had, and most would have liked to have had too. But never back down, just double down. Isn't that the Roy Cohn motto? Hit back and hit harder. Never admit guilt. And now, 12 jurors have found him guilty on all 34 felony counts. You didn't expect remorse, now did you? Of course not. All a witch hunt. Political payback. The right-wing talk shows and the Republican sycophants are screaming bloody murder. How dare they bring an ex-president up on charges? Same as those impeachments. Both of them. Nothing to see here. Nothing wrong. Nothing you or I wouldn't have done in his place. Up next, the sentencing. No way could Judge Merchant put him behind bars. No way, no how. But here's a defendant convicted on all 34 counts, fined repeatedly for violating the judge's gag order, who ranted daily about a travesty of the law and a corrupt court, who obviously has no remorse, none whatsoever, who quite possibly changed the 2016 election in his favor by his actions, who will not and cannot be disciplined. No way he's going to be incarcerated or ordered to home detention. Right? Right? Well, sure, the guy had an affair with a couple of porn stars. Nothing most healthy all-American males wouldn't do if they had the opportunity. Right? Of course I'm right. Even if they'd had a wife who'd just given birth. And if they happened to be running for president in a close race, they'd want to keep this under wraps. Buy off the women if they had the money, and Donald certainly had the money. Especially if that embarrassing segment of grabbing genitals had just hit the airwaves. Not that for most voters, even the evangelicals, this would matter. The rich are kind of immune from the morality of the rest of us, right? Okay, let's admit there's a law against hiding that payoff. Why you had Cohen make the payments, your bag man, your enforcer. Turns out, he was ripping you off while he was at it, and then when you threw him under the bus and he spends time in jail, he turns star witness on you. Great TV, but embarrassing. Stormy was even more embarrassing. Probably a mistake hauling her onto the witness stand when the affair wasn't the real issue. Try to make her look like a liar so it wouldn't appear he'd had sex with her. Something everyone knew he had, and most would have liked to have had too. But never back down, just double down. Isn't that the Roy Cohn motto? Hit back and hit harder. Never admit guilt. And now, 12 jurors have found him guilty on all 34 felony counts. You didn't expect remorse, now did you? Of course not. All a witch hunt. Political payback. The right-wing talk shows and the Republican sycophants are screaming bloody murder. How dare they bring an ex-president up on charges? Same as those impeachments. Both of them. Nothing to see here. Nothing wrong. Nothing you or I wouldn't have done in his place. Up next, the sentencing. No way could Judge Merchant put him behind bars. No way, no how. But here's a defendant convicted on all 34 counts, fined repeatedly for violating the judge's gag order, who ranted daily about a travesty of the law and a corrupt court, who obviously has no remorse, none whatsoever, who quite possibly changed the 2016 election in his favor by his actions, who will not and cannot be disciplined. No way he's going to be incarcerated or ordered to home detention. Right? Right?